joining us on the line right now from the New England Patriots, defensive lineman Jarvis Green. Jarvis, it's Dale and Andy. How are you?
Yo, how y'all doing today, guys?
We're doing great, thanks. How's your off? Not that there is an off season anymore, but how's your off season going?
It's going pretty good. Just doing a lot of things with the family, with the three kids, picking them up, dropping them off, homework, cleaning up. You know, just the basic to do things.
Jarvis, there was a great piece in the Herald today by John Tomasi about part of your off season has been preparing for your post playing career. You're getting ready to open a new restaurant down in Louisiana where you're from, and you're not just, you know, writing out a check here. You're learning the business from the ground up.
Yes, sir. I think a lot of guys, when they go into business, like you said, they're pretty much the guys that fund everything and pretty much don't know the ins and outs for us. If they had the chance to do it themselves, they couldn't do it. But for what I've learned, that I'm trying to do things here and there and just try to put my hands on things and learn from A to Z all the things I need to know about any type of business. So at least when things do get down, I know how to get back as far as getting back on the path.
I mean, we're talking about you've done this before in the off season, where you haven't just sat around. You spent time working kind of an internship type of thing a couple of years ago. I mean, you take this stuff very seriously in your off seasons.
Yes, pretty much. I think we have a lot of time in the off season for us to do a lot of things. And yes, I could be at the beach hanging out. I mean, I could be going on vacations. I mean, I still do those things, but we got so much time, and I said, why not go and try to learn something different? Because, of course, where I did at the Rolls-Royce site for the Walpole, I did that for two off-seasons, and that was some great stuff that I learned. And right now I'm trying to do this thing with the restaurant and just learning some of this stuff here. And, you know, we have a lot of time, guys, and I just don't want to lose that time that I have.
You know, there are a lot of guys on your team. I find that the Patriots as an organization are very concerned about helping other people. You got a lot of guys who go out there and go the extra mile to help out. Your Jarvis Green Foundation has been very involved trying to help out the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You've done a number of things since the hurricane struck to try to help out. But I don't know that I've ever heard of a New England Patriot holding a wine tasting before.
A lot of people ask me about that. I think for me it was something great to do because I do a lot of things. And for me, like sitting down at some of the stuff that I've been, like just going to a social and having like a sit-down eating dinner thing, I didn't want to have that thing. I want to kind of have a type of party, you know, social atmosphere, everybody hanging out, meeting each other, a lot of networking going on. But at the same time, we can enjoy it for a great cause, for helping the Katrina victims, and we're doing a wine tasting at Johnson & Wales in Seekonk, Mass. And also, I know I'm going to have a live band there also, so I think it's going to be at the same time, it's going to be something fun for everybody.
For people who are interested, you can pick up tickets by telephone. You can call 310-289-4476, 310-289-4476. 4476, or you can go to jarvisgreen.com and get information about this stuff as well. You're going to have an auction there as well. And one of the things that jumped out at me, one of the things you're auctioning off is a Steven Gostkowski kicking clinic at Gillette Stadium. Can he teach me to kick field goals?
He could teach you, but as if he's going to help you, I don't know about that.
Hey, it's kind of a unique opportunity, though, for somebody to get a chance to go over there with the kicker for the Patriots and go out on the field and figure out how to do it. It's a unique item.
Yes, very. I mean, something different because to me it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to have that opportunity to be one-on-one with a player, you know, as far as even if you're a kid or even if you're an adult. So I think that opportunity is huge, and I would think, you know, people would come out to support that also for the cause.
Now, as a player on the team, as a guy who was here in the trenches battling it out during the entire season, how excited do you get about how active your team has been in this offseason?
It's been, for me, it's been like me turning into a fan, you know, from a player overnight. Because, I mean, watching the draft, watching the offseason, for the free agency that the guys that we picked up, he's watching. Man, it's amazing what's going on right now because, if I can remember, we was a half away from going to the Super Bowl. And then to get all these guys, recently for us, Randy Moss, I mean, it's something that on paper, if you look at it on paper, we're now the best team in the league.
you see a guy like Adalis Thomas as an opponent when you're watching the Baltimore Ravens and you watch him work, and then you think about how he fits in with your team and your scheme, it seems as though he can do a little bit of everything, and Belichick loves guys like that.
Yes, I mean, he played on the line. He could play linebacker. He could play a little secondary. I think he's a great steal for us, and, I mean, I think he was the biggest free agent offseason deal as a player. And him coming to the Patriots, I think that is going to make our defense across the board even better.
Yeah, I look at the offense for the Patriots, and as great as Tom has been, as high-scoring as this offense has been, you've added some key components. You've added Dante Stallworth, Randy Moss, as you mentioned, Wes Welker, Kyle Brady. It looks as though they've gone out of their way to give Tom even more weapons to play with.
Yes, I think Tom right now is smiling everywhere he goes. I mean, people, you know, like what's so, you know, why are you so happy? I mean, with all the weapons that he has, I just can't see him himself having his best season of his career. You know, and I mean, but then again, you know, it's all on paper. We got to go out there, stay on the team, and play together and just make things work.
When you joined this organization, how much of a shock to the system was it for you to see what the off season is like here, the work, the workload, the work ethic? I'm wondering what it's like for these new guys coming in, what they're finding the off seasons are like here.
I think it's a big shock for those guys. I know for me coming in, I mean, it was my first team, so, and leaving LSU with Nick Saban, Coach Saban was very hard, and then him and Belichick for a similar. As far as what they do in their work ethic, coming over, it was pretty good for me because I know what to expect, but it still was hard. I mean, as far as the time consuming, even now, as far as what our offseason, what it consists of, and you hear about other players and other teams, and their offseason are nothing even close to what we do in the offseason to get ready for the next year.
Well, I was reading about rookie camp here, and some of the rookies, a couple of them in particular, you know, having some issues physically. If you're an offensive lineman and you're a rookie, Dante Scarnecchia gets a hold of you, he'll get you in shape pretty quick, won't he?
Oh, man, yeah. He's gonna run you. He's going to twist you. He's going to jerk you. I mean, Dante get those guys. I mean, the offensive line, I mean, as far as the guys we have now, when they're on the field, man, they're there, and they show up, and they have to be in top shape.
How intense is the off season right now? Is it pretty laid back and mellow until you guys get in here for minicamp?
No, I mean, everybody's grinding, everybody's working out. You know, we do the 4 days, work out 4 days a week. We have Wednesdays off. And it's a grind because, I mean, guys need the weekends just try to recover, man, just to get back and get ready for the next week. So, I mean, is it easy? No, it's not. It's not easy at all.
Well, you mentioned that your team was a half away from going back to the Super Bowl. How much does that drive you when you're in that weight room every day?
I mean, we work out hard. I think a lot of guys, you know, we put that behind us for the Colts game. And for us, we pretty much try to take it one day at a time because we know it's a new season. So last year has nothing to do with this upcoming season, but we know we got to go out there and work harder and just and be ready. I mean, because we can't sit there and fight ourselves and see what we did wrong. I just think the Colts played a better game than us.
The event for the Jarvis Green Foundation, the Wine Tasting Gala, comes up June 1st. It will be taking place at the Johnson & Wales Inn in Seekonk. Again, for information, you can go to jarvisgreen.com and get information there, or you can give a call to 310-289-4476. Tickets still available, and I'm sure that they'll find room for you there. Jarvis, it's always fun to visit with you. Enjoy what's left of your off season. We'll see you on the field real soon.
Okay, thank you, guys. You have a nice day.
You take care. That is Patriots defensive lineman Jarvis Green.